Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel
like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Every Wednesday afternoon, Colin O'Sullivan pops in to try and put a little smile over her face because there's a lot of doom and gloom out there, but you were just the sunshine merchant, Colin.
The tonic, yeah, it's great. Yeah, exactly. Look, it's good to be back. January's kind of full of blues, so reasons to be happy is just what we need.
Well, lots of positive news this week.
Yeah, absolutely. Kicking off in Arizona, actually, where a breakthrough at-home blood test could kind of make Alzheimer's detection easier, these scientists are saying. So basically, it's like a simple finger prick that you might get in the doctors, like in your GP or something like that. And it's without laboratory refrigeration. So it's making it more accessible. You can do it at home. And the trial was carried out with 337 participants. And it found that it could detect the proteins that are linked to Alzheimer's and other brain kind of different changes that happen with the likes of Alzheimer's and dementia. So currently around 64,000 people in Ireland are affected by the likes of Alzheimer's and dementia. But this study is now kind of a breakthrough that could fundamentally change how we conduct it and how we recognise Alzheimer's in patients and kind of, I suppose, especially early signs of it. Yeah. Like these proteins could be identified earlier on. So it's coming from the Health Institute in Arizona, and kind of the study was led by this man called Nicholas Ashton. He said, what excites me most about it is it's so accessible. So like people who are older and are living alone and things like that, you might not always be able to see the signs of Alzheimer's or dementia. But if a single finger prick test where a blood sample is taken and these proteins are identified, it makes it way more accessible.
Scientific advancements.
I know, like, look, it's just such positive news for people who are seeing this in maybe a relative or an older person in their life. But yeah, great news coming out of there.
I could definitely do with more of this today.
That would really put you to sleep, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I know. I'd love a little siesta now.
I'm saying I could do it as well. How many hours do you get regularly?
I'm a great sleeper. It is one thing I am brilliant at.
Sleep standing up.
I could sleep anywhere at any time. Like if I just said now, right, if we were off air at 2 o'clock, I'll just nip in there to the little studio booth, close the door, and I'll have a 10 minute nap like that now. I'll
really?
Like,
I wouldn't be that good. I'm a good sleeper.
Brilliant at it.
But I've become obsessed with it. I've got a new watch at Christmas, so I'm obsessed. I have a Garmin, but I'm watching it constantly. So last night was 6 hours and 37 minutes, which I think I could do more with. But getting more than 7 hours or more could extend your life by 4 years, which is actually arguably a good thing.
7 hours a night, I thought, would be fairly good going.
I think it is, but a lot of people aren't getting it. So research shows people who get enough rest are 24% more likely to avoid dying young. So it means the healthy sleep routine that you have, it increases your life expectancy by 2 to 4 years. So it all comes back to kind of bedtime habits and different things like that. And Dr. Neil Stanley, who's kind of part of this research, has said that it comes back to going to bed at the same time every night. It comes back to waking up at the same time every morning and kind of getting out of the habit of being on your phone and being on the screen. I think people are becoming better at sleeping and stuff like that now that kind of people are back in that routine of new year, new me, and kind of they're exercising and things like that. But I think the kind of added bonus of adding 4 years to their life might kind of push them to
7 hours each night will help you to live for an extra 4 years.
And people should be getting around 7 hours. I think it's kind of the recommended amount. If you're getting less than that, I think there's probably some issue happening. But I think there's definitely positives to come out of this research. Like you should be looking at maybe looking at a book more than a kind of a late night episode or something.
It's easy done though, isn't it?
Easier said than done. You know, I'm brutal for being on the phone, but this research was done all worldwide. And the UK said that 42% of people are hitting 7 to 8 hours, and the same in Ireland.
Good stuff. What's this about?
This is a message for Cheryl Cole and Cheryl Cole only. Cheryl, you have been hacked. I mean, someone has hacked the mainframe. I was in the shower and very nearly lost my life when I almost fell down the drain at the noise that came out of my phone. Like, what? Where has this came from?
So that is a fan of Cheryl Cole. Obviously, she was listening to Cheryl Cole on Spotify, and lo and behold, a new song came on. Cheryl has not released music since 2019. But this is the story that really made me laugh this week, because as this woman was showering and was listening to Cheryl Cole, this is the song that came on. Jesus, go on, Satya, So this is an Indonesian singer.
I was going to say, that's not Cheryl Cole.
It's not Cheryl Cole, no. It's an Indonesian singer called Cheryl as well.
Right.
So as we know, Cheryl Cole has gone through many a surname in that she was tweeted to start with Cole and then Fernandez Rossini once upon a time. But she's just gone back to Cheryl, the artist. And this Indonesian artist is also just called Cheryl. So when she uploaded this new song, which is called Jesus, You Are Good to Me, it sent itself into Cheryl's Spotify.
This is the story trending on social media.
This is going mental. So everyone, people are saying, Cheryl has entered a new era. She's turned to Jesus. When's the new tour? Not me thinking, Cheryl, this was her reinventing herself. When I said I wanted Cheryl to come back, this is not what I had in mind. But this track originally belongs to an Indonesian singer. So people who were listening to Cheryl over the weekend and heard this, Jesus, You Are Good to Me.
It's not.
It's not Cheryl Cole.
Cheryl Cole. Butterfly wing transplants.
I think this is just such a lovely story, and it kind of almost brought it like a wow factor to me. But an injured monarch butterfly in New York, so in Long Island, had a ripped wing, but he is now able to fly again. So his wing was totally ripped off. But the endangered butterfly underwent a new surgery and received a wing transplant, which is totally like... unheard of, really. But so they got a similarly sized dead butterfly, and it was at the Sweet Nature Center in Long Island, and they replaced his wing, obviously, with very, like, I don't know, it must have been very technical kind of sewing equipment, stuff like that, kind of to perform the surgery.
Imagine the veterinary surgeon trying to operate on that.
I know, and it's tiny, tiny things. But this butterfly has now gone on to continue its migration. So they're a monarch butterfly. They do a lot of migrating from the US down to Mexico. He's flown.
Off the back of this.
Off the back of this wing transplant. Yeah, and it just comes to...
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. It's one of those things like, wow, like you hear about heart transplants. Talk about wing transplants.
Now, this show finally is making a comeback.
Yes, Andrea, Love Island is returning next week. It's the All-Stars version, though. So
right.
We know these people. We've seen them before. Are you a fan?
No.
No, you don't.
I never was a fan. Never got into Love Island.
Well, this might be the year for you because we do have an Irish interest this year. Ronan Keating's son, Jack Keating, who is a presenter here on Spin 103.8. Jack is returning to the villa for the second time. The first time around, he only got 5 days, but he told us why he was going back in.
They basically just rang me like 2 months ago being like, are you single? Would you be interested in getting back into do All Stars? And I was like, you know, I've been single for a year now. First time didn't go too great. So I thought, why not? Let's see how it goes.
He's dead right.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Now, like Jack is like, he's around the building the whole time and he's a really good lad. Really, and I'm excited. You know, that kind of way. When you don't really know anyone going into these things, you're like, but now I kind of have the interest.
I might watch it now because of Jack, actually.
We'll see how long he lasts.
Yeah, this is my year now. Best of luck to him.
Absolutely.
Carlo Sullivan, as always, thanks a million you know, just bringing a little bit of sunshine to each of our Wednesdays.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.